had a capability 43. I think they'd be happy to get 31 back to Earth. So last month they tried drilling it, and they saw, you know, that it worked. It's a picture of the rock that they drilled it out of, and it looked like a nice hole. And when they have a system for testing to find out, you know, what went inside this test tube, and they found nothing, zero, and it was gone, and it was a mystery for a while. But they realized it was pulverized. The rock that they had drilled into was way too soft and crumbly. They didn't get a sample. But anyway, last week they did succeed. They drilled a hole into it. Another rock that they more or less know what kind of rock it is. They want to make sure everything's working okay. And apparently that core bore has been removed. They believe it's inside the test tube. They're going to run some more tests. This is the first one, make sure everything's okay before they put a seal on this thing. And I mean, the seal is going to be so tight it will never lose the Martian vacuum that's involved. I think it's 1/10 of 1% of what we have on Earth. It's practically a vacuum, and that will be sealed and eventually returned to Earth. But anyway, they said it was successful this time. They did get a sample, bore sample, and put into a test tube to be later sent to Earth on another mission. And it's important that this was successful because there's two other launches that depend on this. To send this other rover to go around and get all these things, you need another launch vehicle to do that, as well as the return rocket, which will be attached to that lander as well. So you're going to have this thing land on Mars near Jezero crater where this thing landed, and eventually, launched on, sent it into Mars orbit again with all these samples. And to get it home, it's going to dock with another spacecraft. Where's another spacecraft going to come from? That's the second launch that's also being ready. And we believe it's going to be by the European Space Agency. They're going to launch an orbiter that's going to orbit Mars. So we'll pick up the sample from the solid booster rocket that launches from the Mars surface. We'll dock with it, exchange the samples into the European Space Agency orbiter, and from there, that rocket will have another thruster on board, which will push it out of Mars orbit, push it all the way back to Earth. So those two missions, two launches, would have been, it would have canceled. There would have been no reason to develop it if this sampling system doesn't work. There's a lot of happy rocket engineers and scientists that are very happy that core boring system did work. They're going to do many, many more over the next year or two. Any questions or comments after 11 o'clock? So I'll take a question if you have it. After that, we'll turn it back to Roy. This is WS2N for the SpaceNet report for the TechNet. Okay, nothing heard. Turn it back to Roy. Anybody that celebrates the holidays, Happy New Year, and we'll turn it back to you, Roy. AC2GS, WS2N.
Yes, thank you very much, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for everything that you do on this net, on this repeater, and for the club. Want to thank everyone who came and participated tonight. I think it was a lively discussion. Some people might think that we fell into a little rabbit hole. I don't think so. I enjoyed every last bit of the conversation. So I thank everyone who brought it up and followed through and added on and did all the things that they did. As always, I like to end these TechNets with the same ending that Dick very often had for the TechNet, Dick K2RIW, who ran this TechNet for 38 years and unfortunately it became a silent gig. And what he used to do was say, be kind to each other, or some variation of the theme. And as I always say, this is good advice in general. It's excellent advice now. COVID-19 is still around. You need to be smart. You need to be vaccinated if you can be vaccinated. And tell your friends and family, loved ones, and even people you don't particularly like that they really should be vaccinated. They really should maintain a degree of social distancing under certain circumstances. So please, have a safe and enjoyable week, and please come back next Sunday night and join me on this attempt to kind of discuss the technology that surrounds us. We live in a golden age of it, so we should at least know something about it. And to all those who practice, the holidays are coming up. I want to wish all my Jewish friends out there a good Rosh Hashanah. Have a happy, healthy New Year. Be well. And hopefully we'll be back next Sunday night to do it all over again at 8 p.m. This is Alpha Charlie 2, Gulf Sierra, formally closing this Labor Day episode of the Limar Technical Net, and I am going clear.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2287 with a release date of Friday, August 27th, 2020.
In a way that would permit operations by license.
That's built by students from the European University.
One's calling to mark the painful anniversary.
SE, creator of the Bitex and MicroBitex.
Mission. And in the third, which is the preferred option.
Created by amateur radio operators, many of whom...
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2288, a release date of Friday, September 3rd, 2021, to follow in 5, 4, 3. The following is the QST. Ham's hurricane-related transmissions.
Tells us about ham radio's interest. Times it's just a handful of willing radio operators.
76. Bob edited and reported the Mount
Defense Station.
Disabled U.S. military veteran.
Sky High. Kent Peterson, KCZ.
My Mark Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2.
The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Next tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Limar Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2. Limar Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2. Limar Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the WL repeater. Limar Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2.
Z This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
W2VL. W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
W2VCQ listening.
W2VDW. WIX.
Hello, and keep you company on your way to work. You laboring on Labor Day.
This is what happens when you take a 2-year hiatus from work. You have to go whenever they tell you to go. KQ, WIX. Morning, Vic.
Morning, Mike. You going to work now? What are your hours today?
Long.
Everyone could be at home barbecuing.
82 LX, checking in. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sam. How you doing, buddy?
I have to go to work like Mike. I'm cool. I'm glad to hear you guys. I just wrote back.
That's cold, Sam. Very cold.
But, Mike, that's what you do us. You don't realize it. But anytime we say anything, you throw a rock. So now it's my turn.
Maybe I've trained you guys too well.
I know. Anytime I say anything, that's why I say I can just bite your face. Or just throwing a rock. Oh, man. Drive safe. Have a good day. I know how it feels, but at least you're back.
Yeah, it's all part of my master plan. You see, all those suckers are out today on the roads and traffic and fighting to get places and barbecuing and going to the stores. And tomorrow, I'm off, and everyone else will be at work.
I know, and you're working in an air-conditioned place. I spent with lunch. All right, I'll give it back to you, George. Good morning, George.
Sam, I know you. You don't have a mean bone in your body. Everything you say is out of love.
Thanks, George. If you listen to Mike under the cover, you'll hear.
Start picking on Vic. He's the new guy.
Hey, morning, Vic.
Morning to you guys, too. I thought Wayne was the new guy, though.
I don't know Vic well enough to pick on him yet.
And poor Wayne didn't have a good day, so we can't pick on him today.
I know, I feel bad for him, because we talked yesterday. He said he can't wait to get on the phone. That's life, that's where life is. That ups and downs.
The love going out on my boat.
but man, I'll tell you, it's an expensive hobby. Things like a money pit after some time.
I sold two boats yesterday. I mean, that should be pretty easy. I mean, just as long as you got arms, you can get back to the shore.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes just having a couple arms doesn't work. You need something more than that, depending on the boat you have.
You just see Wayne telling his wife, come on, honey, row, row.
No, somehow I can't see Wayne saying that.
KD2BDW, well, look, it's going to happen. We've got a boat.
Yep, hopefully it's something minor.
Yeah, look at Vic. He's not crying even though his Tesla broke the whole computer system.
Well, I didn't have to pay a dime. It was still under warranty. So that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't really care that much. And they even gave me a loaner car.
What happens when the warranty is over?
Then my wallet will be crying after replacing a $2,500 computer with $195 labor charge per hour.
Oh. Man.
Vic, I'm not laughing. Gotta break out that drum.
He says I'm not laughing.
Well, unfortunately, that's the life that I chose to live, so I have to deal with it.
It's a nice car. It's just all these computer things, like even your laptops don't work half the time, so it's just computers.
Well, Vic, didn't your car just break down?
Yeah, my computer failed. All of a sudden, my computer and my car didn't work anymore.
Coming over clear.
2BCQ. So, Mike, how long does it take you to get to work?
Most days, 15, 20 minutes. It's not bad. Like I said, I'm really, honestly not complaining. 2 years out of work and I've got money coming in, I am not complaining. Labor Day, Labor Day. Who cares?
Where are you working, Mike, if I don't mind?
Don't want to tell you on a very, very public radio.
That's why I wrote private. Very, very private. But anyway, I know it feels funny after.
This is a fun job. Like I said, this is just going to buy me time to look for the I hate my work job.
Can I save money for photo?
Yeah, I'm already eyeing a VHF radio.
Okay. Hey, Vic, come back when she's working.
KD2WIX, I just switched out my antenna. Hopefully it sounds a lot better now. But Mike, are you still going to get, thinking about getting that mobile VHF head unit?
Yeah, there's two up on the market there. And I'll talk, I don't know if there's a meeting tonight, but if there is, I'll explain. I mean, both, I'm waiting the first one out. He didn't even want to budge like a buck. Sitting there now for 2 weeks. I'm going to wait out one more week. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, let me know if there is a meeting today. I actually wonder if there is. Probably not because everyone's at home barbecuing, right?
Usually they say, like, you know, if anybody wants to come, they'll send an email. I won't be there, so somebody will have to tell me, but either way, I don't mind going home early.
Wait, you're working until what time today?
I got plenty of time if somebody wants to meet at the park.
You mean after work today, right?
Yeah, of course. Has to be after.
I'll be down, yeah. Let me know when you're free or when you're out work, and then I'll meet up with you. We can either go to, like, a different park or one that we always go to.
My bet's that there's going to be a meeting.
Really? I don't think there is, because I think last time there was a holiday on the Monday, I think the meeting was canceled, technically.
Oh, we will see. Anybody doing anything fun today? I'll take that as a no. for me, I'm just doing homework. I've been doing homework for the last 3 days, and I'm actually getting headaches doing it now. How about any of you guys? Sam, George, are you guys still on?
Well, I'm making cabbage soup today. That should be fun.
Making pork loin. That should be fun. I got my order from Omaha Steak. So they're talking to me. I know how to cook real good. Dad was a chef. Working when I was like 14, kind of cooking all my getting up and getting around. But there's no excuse on that pork.
That was nice. You guys were telling me you weren't doing anything fun just to make me better. That was nice.
I know, you talk about like big barbecues and stuff. A lot of people still worry about the virus too.
Let me tell you, I went to the mall the other day, and I don't think there's many people worried about the virus anymore. I mean, I couldn't believe how crowded the mall was the other day. I was thinking, wow.
Yeah, Mike, can you join us today? Mike, guys, I was watching that, most jumping thing. That crowd was packed. Thousands of people in there watching that.
Yeah, that's my only, like, you know, when people say, you know, the numbers are going up, I say, like, Long Island, I think, is 4%. That's 4% with absolutely everybody returning to normal. I mean, I don't see, I see people starting to wear masks now again, but I...
82 WIX. I doubt that's going to be today, though. Being Labor Day, I think everyone's going to be home today.
Yeah. Like I said, I guess we're going to see what happens in a month when everyone goes back to school.
Vic, you only wear masks at school?
No, because I'm actually doing my school from home. I'm doing it part-time, so it's all online, so I never even have to go into a classroom. I just do it all from home while working.
Yeah, a lot of courses from home. Got to get lazy, so be careful.
I kind of already feel like I'm getting a bit lazy. I really don't want to do my assignments, but unfortunately I know I have to do it eventually. So I'm just kind of pushing myself through to them right now.
Yes, I have to call you every once in a while, you know? Mom, dad, or brother. Hey, Vic, you're still working? Yes, you can't get lazy, I'm telling you this.
It's tricky too, Sam, because like one time, you know, a couple times during the week, I have to be to work at 10, and I know there was a meeting like 10:30, 11, and I had no work before that, so I just stayed in bed. I mean, you know, normally if you were at work, you might have played on the computer, but when you have nothing to do, you're still in your pajamas. I mean, there's no get dressed. It's hard.
Mike, I know I'm telling you, the professor was out sick, so he gave us all the time looking up and hung out.
Look at the bright side. When Vic gets rich, we can all hang out on his yacht.
There's George Bird.
One big shot.
I know you had a big yacht. I just read in the tape that you had a boat. Well, George. George, a boat is a boat. Yacht is a yacht.
But I'm not a yacht kind of guy. I'm more of a boat guy.
That's good. And you know what? I give much praise to anybody that has a boat, row, outboard, you know. It's a lot of money you pay for the slip. You know, pay a lot of stress whenever.
I had a nice 21-foot striper. I had it all rigged out, automatic winch, automatic light. Anti-feedback steering. It was really a nice boat. Bennett trim tabs. I loved that boat. But after like 13 years, I had other things I liked to do, you know. And I couldn't just be on the boat all the time. So eventually I just let it go.
All right, guys, I'm going to sign off. I was just thinking when you were saying that, George, I was thinking, oh, okay, so he got rid of the boat, the hole in the water, and decided, well, what else can I do with that money? Oh, let me join ham radio. That's another one I could throw money at.
Ham radio is cheap compared to a boat. This is a piece of cake. I didn't even have to think about this.
All right, 73, gentlemen, I got to go in. Sign for the torture. Hopefully it won't.
Good day, Mike. Talk to you later, my friend.
Good day. Talk to you later. 73, drive safe.
All right, 73, this is EWIX, and I'll be clear. Thanks, everybody, for keeping me company. Carry on the conversation, and enjoy your Labor Day. 73.
2BCQ 73, everybody. Have a great day. I'm going to be clear.
Hey, I'm going to try to wait. Hey, guys, have a nice day. I'm clear.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
W2.